What am I doing? What you wanted to do to me 2 minutes ago, when you smirked at me and whispered in my ear. Why? Well, I'm of the opinion you should never ask someone to do something if you're not willing to do it yourself. So, may I? Okay, great. What? Oh. Well, along with the knickers drawer, there's a fun drawer. Don't get too excited. Okay, let's get you nice and secure. Don't worry, you can still move. You just can't grab me with your grabby little hands. Okay, I'm just gonna settle here. Put your hips down. No, just put your hips down. Oh my God, will you just do it? You'll like it. God, how are you more bratty than me? If I use the word straddle, will that help? Just let me. Okay. Right there. Isn't that nice? Feel that? Huh? What do you mean? Oh yeah, they're sunk into the wall behind the bed. Why do you think I have so many floating shelves and houseplants and stuff? I mean, yes, I'm secretly one of those houseplants and my entire personality people, but they're also camouflage. Hmm? Well, I mean, have you met my family? They are somehow simultaneously the most unaware but nosiest people on the planet. They'd spot something like that in a second. So I'm not risking having to actually talk to them about any aspect of my personal life. And oh my God, that brother of yours is practically Miss Fucking Marple. So all of the anchors stay nice and hidden. Wait. Actually, hang on. What am I doing? I think you need reference materials. Your smut adult brain needs some guidance. So, I'm being a very kind girlfriend, partner, fuck buddy, friends with benefits, insert term here, and I'm ordering you some books. I think, yeah, maybe, at least to start, I think we'll go with the ethical slut. What's that face for? Oh, you're not a slut. You're not a messy slut. Oh, you just like lady sluts. Boys can't be sluts. Gotcha. Anyway, which shipping address should I use? Which level is your office on again? Is it 15? Oh, okay. Okay, it's okay. I'll send it here. It's fine. Oh my God, stop panicking. You're all brave until it comes to the real world, right? Anyway. So, the reason we're here is about the D word. Don't giggle. It's not dick, child. It's daddy. Well, that shut you up. So, remember the other night when we came home from the pub and we were fucking and it was delightful and kinky and weird and really playful, and then you dropped the D-bomb? I just kind of froze. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you didn't do the wrong thing, but I feel some feelings around that one and the ever-present good girl. And let's just say I'm dreading the cultural fallout of that Nicole Kidman movie. Anyway, so, Daddy, I swear your cock just twitched. So, Daddy, stop it. Oh my God, that shit-eating grin of yours, it's back. God, it drives me crazy. Okay, seriously. So, I'm not against it, and I'm definitely not against good girl. It's the opposite, but let's just say there's conditions. Now, so I'm guessing you know the concept of daddy, right? No. Oh, no. If you insert or shoehorn Pedro Pascal into one more conversation, I think I'm going to scream. Stop laughing. Yes, I love him. We all love him. The man is a treasure. But I cannot have 15 million conversations about him, and he's not relevant in every single context. Okay. We're getting off the point. Okay. Stop. What? No. Stop. Shh. Will you just... Yes, I bit you. What a baby. Oh, I see now. You are a chronic case of smart brain. Oh, I've got so much work to do. Open? No, open. No, you open. No, you open. No, I'm not going to spit in your mouth. That's not what this is about. No, I'm not kink shaming you. Good God, would you stop? Open. Do you need a fucking aeroplane? Open. Remember you shoved my stockings in my mouth? Well, welcome to the boss level. Open. Ah, you like that? Those are a particularly nice pair. And you've been getting me a little bit excited while we've been talking. But I swear to God, if you chew on them just to annoy me, I'm shoving you out in the cold naked and I'm setting the chunkiest, snarfliest of the pugs on you. Okay?
Good.
Here's what's going to happen. You are going to lay there and listen to me without interrupting. And I'm going to give you something invaluable. My time. Along with my empathy, my experience, and the smallest amount of access to the weirdest and most precious parts of my perverted little soul. Okay? Good boy. We liked that. Did you just dramatically flare your eyes at me? Okay, so listen. Now shut up. I mean, stop pointing your eyes at me. Stop pointing at me with your eyes. I mean, stop expressing. I mean, just stop. Anyway, God, we're getting off track. I'm going to assume you think you have a good idea about what daddy is all about. Hmm? Maybe you've used it as a Pornhub search term. Hmm? You've watched that Nicole Kidman movie. Well, let me explain why when you performed daddy the other night, which was fun, but let me explain why you unleashed a version of hell previously unimagined to you. Well, I mean, firstly, it's my admittedly insanely out of control oppositional defiance. It, I don't know, triggered something in me. And secondly, that just isn't what I want, or more importantly, need from anyone even close to calling themselves daddy. Which I know is not your fault. So this is why we're talking with me, straddling you, and you're silent with my underwear shoved into your mouth. Okay. I feel like maybe we've all gone a little bit off track, and maybe we love a label a little bit too much. Like a character we select from a video game with a preset character profile, but we can't customize it or upgrade it. And I just feel like, you know, these days, daddy comes preloaded with dom tendencies, pre-written dialogue, and a proclivity for degradation. Yes, 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 Mr. Dramatic Eyes. Yes, you're right. It is absolutely fine. If it's what everybody wanted and everybody is happy, of course it's fine. Anyway, when you or someone decides that you are daddy, based on your new rad character, what does that make me? You know, what do I default to? Say it with me. Baby girl. Well, or kitten, or bunny, or puppy, or little one. You know. And yes, 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 I can see how desperate you are to interrupt me. Yes, I know. It does work in reverse. So what if baby girl / pillow princess / little brat is the primary character? Someone else might inherit a default daddy player skin. Maybe they're not ready for it. Maybe it wasn't a fit for them. Maybe it's not what they wanted, but they really like the person. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love how we have a shorthand to help us express to others things that are sometimes just so hard to distill, you know, into a few quick words, but sweet Jesus, it's hard. So, you're gonna lie there, and I'm gonna work my horny, stubborn, petulant little pussy on your thigh, and I'm gonna tell you not what I want, but what I need. Okay. Okay. What I mean when I say daddy, I don't mean fucking from behind and spanking me and talk of collars and leashes and yes, yes, before you even say it, yes, I can see the look you're giving me, and sweet Jesus, I am so close to shushing you. anyone who wants that version of daddy, that is beyond fine too. But it's just not for me. Mine is a little more subtle. I like to think I coined the term gooey, stubborn, horny little girl brain. And I think I want it all. A lot of the time, that's where I want to be, and I want you to be there with me. Sometimes it's like we've let AI run our personalities when it comes to dating and sex and kink. I want to be more complicated. Don't you want to be more complicated? I need a stern daddy who cares. I need him. I need him to be proud and disappointed in me. Oh, I need him to punish me and care for me. Oh, and sometimes I need sweet and sometimes mean. Oh, and daddy, my daddy doesn't degrade. And if he does, it's in the most loving way possible. Daddy might be condescending or baby you or manage you like a petulant little girl. Oh, and maybe I want to sit at your feet, just resting my face on your thigh, only to be bundled up and fucked senseless because I needed it. And sometimes daddy might be mean. And sometimes he might be the cause of my upset or my hurt. Oh, but he's the one that soothes me. He coddles me. And yes, he punishes me. He wants me to do better. Oh, sometimes he tells me I can and that I have to take it, even when it's too big, or I'm too small, or too sore, or too tired, or I'm behaving like a brat. Yes, he's even allowed to shush me. And if he's lucky, sometimes he tells me what to wear or do. But daddy knows this is all just like lucid dreaming. And we both know we're controlling the dream. And we'll wake up to be ourselves. So what? You have to think about is what you want. Is it, oh, fuck me, daddy? Or is it, oh, daddy, I need your cock, daddy. Oh, this has gotten me, oh, a little bit worked up. Let me introduce you to some sweet CW. No, content warning, you shit. Cock warming. I'm going to put my head in your lap and you're going to feed me your cock. And I'm going to suck it for as long as I need it. And then we're gonna fuck each other stupid. Got it? Good.